He looked over at me and smiled, biting into his pickle. I was disturbed by the way his smile made my heart race unexpectedly. "Are you Irish?" I asked, spitting out the first thing that came to mind. "Born there, but more a citizen of the world these days." Nice ambiguous answer. After we'd eaten, the next step began to dawn on me. There were people wanting to see me, people he said I knew. London was a place everyone seemed to be. Maybe going back would help me learn more about my time there, or remember it. I'd been living a shadow of an existence since I came back from Europe, but I'd been doing it fairly well. Maybe Finn and London can fill in the empty holes, and then I could start over. After all, I had the time. "So now that you're here, what's next? I mean, what was your plan?" "I guess I was hoping you might come back with me. Let me help you remember us." He said it tentatively, like he was afraid of my answer. "Do you really think London would help?" "Absolutely." He began to look hopeful, a smile deepening on his gorgeous face. "If I go, tell me the truth. Am I in danger?" I had no idea what I was in for, but the people in the photo looked more like catalog models than killers. "You're not in danger from us. However, there are mixed emotions regarding your return. I want to remind you of who you are, but others prefer differently." "Who doesn't want me to come back?" He shifted uncomfortably as he responded. "Two were overruled." "How many are there?" "Five." His mouth tightened into a thin line as he watched me try to understand what that meant. "Why don't they want me back?" I sounded as confused as I felt. "Their hesitation isn't about their feelings for you." "Then what's it about?" "Some argue you're better off not remembering us." He winced as he said it, as if the idea was painful to him. "No, I want to know everything." He smiled in relief, and I tried to ignore the flip in my stomach. "That's what I told them you'd say." "And you think these people, Bounce and Ari, can give me more of the story?" "Yes, all that we know." "My friends and family, they're safe with all this?" "Yes, you have our word, of course." "I suppose a word of thieves is all I have to place my faith in right now." I said it almost to myself, marveling at how precarious my situation was. I desperately wanted to learn more, but I failed to really believe anything I'd learned so far. The only thing I felt I knew for certain was that Finn had known me. He took my hand, sensing my trepidation. "We are thieves, yes, but we aren't killers. It's quite simple. We're a group of friends you chose, not crack-dealing psychopaths. There's nobody coming after anyone, though that one fellow is lucky he turned out to be gay." He smiled to try and lighten the mood. I couldn't resist smiling back at him, but I was worried and exhausted. Was I really going to London with this man? Was I ready for what I might find there? "I think I need to get some sleep. We can discuss everything more tomorrow." I yawned bigger than vanity should allow. "Do you object to me sleeping here?" He waited for my response, but with an air of confidence that suggested he knew what I would say. "Do you object to the couch?" I patted the cushions for emphasis. "Only mildly." He smiled as he walked over to get his clothes from the dryer. I trudged upstairs and got him a blanket from the linen closet and returned to make a bed for my guest. My guest, who had scared the ever-loving life out of me but would soon become a travel companion. He emerged from the bathroom and came to stand before me. I looked up at him, feeling an odd mix of gratitude and disbelief. "Finn, thank you. I'm not thrilled with the story, but I always felt there was something I needed to know. It seems I wouldn't know anything if it wasn't for you. Anyway, thank you for telling me." He smiled in response. "Nothing could have stopped me. You're standing here talking to me. We'd lost you forever. I'm the one that's grateful. More than I can say." His emotive stare held me in place as he stepped closer to me. The sadness in his voice made me want to reach out, but I didn't know how to comfort him. We may have been close before, but he was a stranger to me. I couldn't be sure who I was to him or if I even wanted to know. I gestured to the couch, lifting out of his influence. You should be comfortable here. I'll see you in the morning and we can make plans to leave. I allowed myself to feel a spark of excitement. He busied himself with adjusting the bedding. It's already set. We leave at 4. That should give you enough time to get ready. That didn't take very long, I remarked. Well, it's best we get on our way, he responded, pulling the cover over himself, his feet dangling off the end of the couch. I nodded in acknowledgement and turned out the lights. I barely had enough energy to climb the stairs again. After locking my bedroom door, I crawled under the covers, already beginning to fall asleep. I thought with some awe and a little humor that in one day I'd gone from crying over Bunderson to deciding what to pack on my adventure with Finn. I sighed as I buried my face in the pillow, thinking that my life was definitely not for the faint-hearted.